Nidal Ayad, who had earned his degree at Rutgers, stayed around to be the bomber's spokesman. The day after the blast, he called the New York Daily News from his office to claim responsibility and mailed a letter to much the same effect to the New York Times. The following letter from the Liberation Army regarding the operation conducted against the WTC. We are the 5th Battalion in the Liberation Army, declare our responsibility for the explosion on the mentioned building. This action was done in response for the American political, economical, and military support to Israel, the state of terrorism, and to the rest of the dictator countries in the region. Our demands are 1. Stop all military, economical, and political aids to Israel. 2. All diplomatic relations with Israel must stop. 3. Not to interfere with any of the Middle East countries' interior affairs. If our demands are not met, all of our functional groups in the Army will continue to execute our missions against military and civilian targets in and out the United States. This will also include some potential nuclear targets. For your own information, our Army has more than 150 suicidal soldiers ready to go ahead. The terrorism that Israel practices, which is supported by America, must be faced with a similar one. The dictatorship and terrorism, also supported by America, that some countries are practicing against their own people, must also be faced with terrorism. The American people must know that the civilians who got killed are not better than those who are getting killed by the American weapons and support. The American people are responsible for the actions of their government, and they must question all of the crimes that their government is committing against other people, or they, Americans, will be the targets of our operations that could diminish them. We invite all of the people from all countries and all of the revolutionaries in the world to participate in this action with us to accomplish our just goals. If then anyone transgresses the prohibition against you, transgress ye likewise against him. Liberation Army, 5th Battalion, Al-Farek al-Rokhan Abu Bakr al-Maki. A deleted version of the letter was later found on Ayad's computer. It adds to the Times version an acknowledgement and a warning. Unfortunately, our calculations were not very accurate this time. However, we promise you that next time it will be very precise, and WTC will continue to be one of our targets unless our demands have been met. From the perspective of those who backed it, plotted it, and carried it out, the first attack on the Twin Towers was a failure. Stunned by what was at the time the worst foreign terrorist attack in U.S. history, most Americans did not see the February 26th bombing that way. Not until 2 years later, when he was captured and regaled law enforcement officials with his original plan, were the full dimensions of Ramsey's ambitions revealed, and even then they received little attention. Youssef did not aim to damage the World Trade Center. He set out to bring the towers down. What El-Sayed Nosair began with a bullet, Ramzi Youssef sought to raise to an altogether new level, where killing by a handful of men equaled the most lethal strikes ever by a superpower.